practical English test for colleges. Level A.
Practical English test for colleges. Level A.
Part 1. Listening comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 4 sections.
Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear, Are you catching the 12:15 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question, what are the 2 persons talking about? You will read A. New York City. B. An evening party. C. An air trip. D. The man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C. An air trip is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin. Number 1. Hello, customer service. What can I do for you?
I called to complain about the delivery of my order last week, but I haven't got any reply yet.
Question, what did the man complain about last week?
Number 2. I am a bit worried about tomorrow's interview.
Don't be upset. You are always very good.
Question. What is the man worried about?
Number 3. Many people are complaining about that restaurant. The food is expensive and isn't good.
I sometimes go there for lunch. After all, it's the nearest one from our office.
Question. Why does the man sometimes go to eat in the restaurant? Number 4. Mr. Smith, how shall we deliver your goods? By sea or by air?
Well, I prefer delivering them by train.
Question. How does the man like the goods to be delivered? Number 5. Sorry, all single rooms have been booked. We only have double rooms available.
Then I'll have 2 double rooms for 3 nights.
Question, what is the man doing?
Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are 2 recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now, listen to the conversations.
Conversation 1.
Hello, Ms. Lee. I have good news for you.
Good news? What is it?
Your shoes at the trade fair have impressed us. We're thinking of placing an order with you.
That's great. What type of shoes are you interested in?
Sport shoes, particularly the shoes for kids.
Okay, I will email you the latest price list right now.
That's fine.
By the way, if you order is large enough, you can have a discount.
Thank you.
Question number 6. What is the man likely to do?
Question number 7. What will the woman send to the man?
Now listen again.
Hello, Ms. Lee. I have good news for you.
Good news? What is it?
Your shoes at the trade fair have impressed us. We're thinking of placing an order with you.
That's great. What type of shoes are you interested in?
Sport shoes, particularly the shoes for kids.
Okay, I will email you the latest price list right now.
That's fine.
By the way, if you order is large enough, you can have a discount.
Thank you.
Question number 6. What is the man likely to do?
Question number 7. What will the woman send to the man? Conversation 2.
Hi, this is room 566.
Yes, madam. How can I help you?
Could you book a taxi for me to the airport tomorrow morning?
Sure. What time do you want the taxi?
My flight is at 8:30. What time do you think I should leave?
7 o'clock. It takes only 30 minutes from our hotel to the airport.
Then book a taxi at 7 for me, please.
All right. The booking will be made right away.
Thank you. And please make sure the taxi arrives by 7.
No problem. We'll take care of that.
Question number 8. Where did the conversation most likely take place?
Question number 9. Why did the woman make the call?
Question number 10. At what time was the woman most likely to leave the hotel the next morning? Now listen again. Hi, this is room 566.
Yes, madam. How can I help you?
Could you book a taxi for me to the airport tomorrow morning?
Sure. What time do you want the taxi?
My flight is at 8:30. What time do you think I should leave?
7 o'clock. It takes only 30 minutes from our hotel to the airport.
Then book a taxi at 7 for me, please.
All right. The booking will be made right away.
Thank you. And please make sure the taxi arrives by 7.
No problem. We'll take care of that.
Question number 8. Where did the conversation most likely take place?
Question number 9. Why did the woman make the call?
Question number 10. At what time was the woman most likely to leave the hotel the next morning? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 2 times. You are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in the order of the numbered blanks according to what you hear. Now the passage will begin. The first reading.
An interviewer sometimes starts with an open-ended question like, "Could you tell me something about yourself?" It is a way to break the ice and make you feel comfortable during the interview. It is also a way for the interviewer to know more about your personality to help him or her to decide if you are a good fit for the job. It is not a good idea to talk too much about yourself because the interviewer doesn't want to know everything about you. But on the other hand, telling too little can make him or her wonder why you aren't more open. So it's a good idea to share some personal interests. These interests may not relate to your work.
The second reading.
An interviewer sometimes starts with an open-ended question like, "Could you tell me something about yourself?" It is a way to break the ice and make you feel comfortable during the interview. It is also a way for the interviewer to know more about your personality to help him or her to decide if you are a good fit for the job. It is not a good idea to talk too much about yourself because the interviewer doesn't want to know everything about you. But on the other hand, telling too little can make him or her wonder why you aren't more open. So, it's a good idea to share some personal interests. These interests may not relate to your work.
Section D. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our company, Family Dollar. Today, I'll first give you a brief introduction about our company. Then, I'll discuss with you what jobs are available at present and how to apply for them. Family Dollar is a chain of stores that operate within the United States. Our main products are clothing, food items, and household products. We have been in business for more than 50 years and become a large company. We are always looking for talented young people with related working experience to join our team. You may wonder where to find job openings at Family Dollar. The most obvious place is our website. If you are interested, you can visit our website and make your application online.
Question number 16. What does the speaker talk about first in his speech?
Question number 17. What are the main products of the company?
Question number 18. How long has the company been in business?
Question number 19. Where can people find job openings at Family Dollar?
Question number 20. How can people apply for the jobs? Now listen again.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our company, Family Dollar. Today, I'll first give you a brief introduction about our company. Then, I'll discuss with you what jobs are available at present and how to apply for them. Family Dollar is a chain of stores that operate within the United States. Our main products are clothing, food items, and household products. We have been in business for more than 50 years and become a large company. We are always looking for talented young people with related working experience to join our team. You may wonder where to find job openings at Family Dollar. The most obvious place is our website. If you are interested, you can visit our website and make your application online.
Question number 16. What does the speaker talk about first in his speech?
Question number 17. What are the main products of the company?
Question number 18. How long has the company been in business?
Question number 19. Where can people find job openings at Family Dollar?
Question number 20. How can people apply for the jobs? This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。